Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Gavin. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. There's lots of toxic chemicals out there, but we don't have to be sick. It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2013, and I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. Today we're going to talk about wall-to-wall carpeting, what is toxic about it, what you can do if you have wall-to-wall carpet in your house, and how to choose a safe carpet. My guest is Dahlia Robson from Nirvana Safe Haven, who has more than 20 years experience dealing with carpets and all kinds of toxic things. And she'll be here in just a few minutes with me. But first, I want to give you a thought for today. A friend of mine has at the bottom of every email she sends out this quote from Buckminster Fuller. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the old model obsolete. And this is actually something that I live by. I'm not trying to, in my work, make companies not do something. What I'm trying to do is support the building of a new model. I'm trying to put out information so that people can make wise decisions and then help you build the new model right in your own home. And it's by each of us building the new model of a toxic-free home, toxic-free workplaces, that's how it's going to happen, not by telling other people that they need to stop. I know that there are people working on regulations and on changing retailers, what they're doing, but it's really about all of that needs to be done. But I think it's most effective to do it from the viewpoint of how can we create something new rather than saying that we have to stop doing something. Because when we say stop doing this and stop doing that, all we have is a stop. And when we create something new, we have something new. So I'd like to now welcome Dahlia to Toxic Free Thought Radio. Dahlia, are you there?
I'm here. I'm very excited to share, and thank you for your work.
You're very welcome. I haven't introduced you in any way except to say that you're with Nirvana Safe Haven, because I want to let you tell your own story about what happened to you and how you came to do what you're doing today.
Okay. Well, the dramatic happening was when I was a realtor about 20 years ago. The actual beginning of my environmental illness was the age of 3 when my father became a farmer and the DDT was in the bedroom and I was licking the peas and tomatoes to remove the DDT. But while I was growing up, I had symptoms that I never had a diagnosis and I never went to a doctor. I just had pains, fibromyalgia, I had sniffles, and just generally sensitive to smells like campfires and things like that. But in 1990 or so, I became a realtor, and that's when I got really ill from new carpets, new paints, particle board in the houses. You would open up a home to view it and to show a client, and you literally keeled over from the toxic fume.
Yes.
I still didn't have a diagnosis, but eventually I got to an environmental doctor, and he said, you've been poisoned. You have environmental illness, you have chronic fatigue, you have fibromyalgia, you have a broken thyroid. Start detoxing. So that was 20 years ago, and of course I stopped being a realtor because I couldn't even leave my home. I was so ill. So
would you tell us, before we talk about carpets, would you tell us what you did to start detoxing?
Oh, it started off with antioxidants of every description. Then I couldn't digest my food anyway, so we had to do things like L-glutamine and probiotics and zeolites and one thing after the other, and everything helped a bit. It took years.
Uh-huh.
I then had a setback and started again. But basically, food had to be completely organic and chemical-free. It had to be rotated. It had to be blended so I could digest. One doctor told me that he cured people with a bottle of probiotics a day. So I tried a third of a bottle. And I went out with my husband. I said, people have stopped using perfume. My flyers are working. He said, your stuff is helping you be less reactive. In other words, the probiotics was one of the major things once the leaky gut was over.
Mm-hmm.
And that needed L-glutamine and B6. And that's it. Eventually, I got less and less vulnerable, but I still have to be careful.
Yes, and I just also want to make a point, I'm sure you'll agree with me about this, that people can become very ill from toxic chemical exposure, but once they recover, and it is possible to recover to greater or lesser degree, that what a lot of people want is the ability to go back to living their toxic life.
I don't think you can.
You can't. You can't.
I don't think so, no.
No. And so to me, the goal is not to go back to living the toxic life, but to create a new non-toxic life that one enjoys more than the toxic life. Because the toxic life is making everybody sick. It's not something that anybody can tolerate. The people are getting sick in all kinds of different ways from these toxic chemicals. And even if they aren't showing symptoms as dramatic as yours, after years, they'll end up with cancer and heart disease, and it shows up as diabetes and impotence and all, you know, every illness. It's not just something like yours is called multiple chemical sensitivities, but all the illnesses now, all the symptoms are now associated with toxic chemical exposure. So the goal here is not to get well so that you can live a quote-unquote normal toxic life. The point is to do the things that create a healthy life and enjoy doing them, wouldn't you say?
I think so. Here's the situation. After 20 years of being very, very careful and with occasional cheating, which made me sick, I would decide, let's see if the bread really does make me sick. Mm-hmm. So I would eat a loaf of bread and some stinky cheese and say, okay, I'll do it on Friday. Let's see how long it is before I'm ill. So for 4 days, I was depressed and sniffing and asthmatic. And then it passed. So I thought, okay, I'm not going to do that very often.
Uh-huh.
I would have a processed meal and then have every joint hurting. So I have a quick fix. I take the zeolite that you offer, or I take charcoal tablets, and it goes away. But uh-huh. I know I can't cheat often. And
well,
also,
if we cheat often, we're just sick all the time.
Well, let's presume I decide I want milk in my coffee, which I shouldn't have either of them. I'm more sniffy, and I can smell the neighbor's downy after 20 feet instead of previously 7 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was sick, I would open a window and smell downy 50 feet away. Now I open the door and I smell it 7 feet away and I say, oh, God, but I can make it to the car. Whereas previously I practically had a seizure when I opened the window. So by getting well, what happens is that you're resting your body and your immune system all the time. So an occasional exposure won't set you back completely.
Yeah.
For example, I go to the fitness center with a carbon fabric on my seat so my clothes don't get contaminated with downy of other people, because if I wash my clothes in my machine, there's a smell of downy. So I have to protect my machine and protect me. So this is after 20 years. Now, 20 years ago, I couldn't go to the fitness center.
Yeah.
People's fragrance and detergent would bother me tremendously. Now I go at off-peak hours. And I move away, but I can tolerate somebody's odor from 4 seats away, whereas previously I couldn't open the door of the fitness center.
Okay, well, we need to go to the commercial break now, but we'll be back with Thalia Robson from Nirvana Safe Haven after this break. I'm Deborah Lindad, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. Thank you. Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dat, and we're here with Dahlia Robson from Nirvana Safe Haven. Dahlia started a website 20 years ago called Non-Toxic Hotline to warn people of dangers of all chemicals after she became extremely disabled from toxic chemical exposure in 1993. And then she began providing healing, healthy solutions for a non-toxic environment. Her website is full of all kinds of things that help control toxic chemicals in your home. And she has extensive knowledge about how to remove toxic chemicals. So if you want to get the toxic chemicals out of your home and need to do things like remove the odor of carpets or remove perfume or any of those things, Dahlia has all these products that will do these things, and in some cases, products that I've never seen anyplace else. So everything that she's going to say to us today comes from a great amount of experience, and I'm very pleased that you're on the show with me, Dahlia. Thank you for coming.
Oh, I want to share. I'm 78 years of old, and it's 20 years of research, so I don't want to pass away without all sharing what I know.
So anybody I understand.
So anybody need to call me, you don't have to buy my stuff. If you want someone else to earn the money, I'll give you a list of competitors. But call me if you need any advice. And I'm referring not only to carpets and but things like vinyl curtains or the covers as a vinyl in the car or particle board in the closet. Or toxic insulation, or moldy odors in the basement, or any odor, or even something from the crawl space. We've got solutions to it.
I would call Dahlia the odor queen, because you really know more than anybody that I know about odor, how to get rid of it.
Well, that's all. I mean, I had to survive. I thought I had to go to Australia to see my mother. And I said, I don't need a mask 2 inches by two. I need mask material 40 by 80 to cover me completely while those crazy people spray the airplanes with pesticides.
Yes.
So that's how I came up with the carbon blankets and the carbon fabric for protection, for self-protection, mattresses and cars and things. But I want to talk to you about carpet fumes.
Let's talk about carpet fumes. I want you to talk about that. Let's start by, you tell us what's toxic about carpets.
Well, here's the problem. Because of being chemically injured, I can hardly remember. But there are about 30 chemicals. It's on my website. And every year, of course, they have other chemicals, newer ones. But the worst things are the Scotch guard, the fire retardant, the pesticides to stop insects. And they do use recycled hazardous waste, and we do carpets with styrene and SB backing and formaldehyde and vinyl acetate and a whole list of things. I actually never remembered it. I have a list here I can read you, but that's boring. You can get that list, but the most important thing is what it does to you.
Yes,
like itchiness and hair loss and moodiness and flu-like symptoms and asthma and allergies and joint pain and tummy ache and memory loss and poor concentration and even seizures and twitching everything to do with the breathing, the skin, the eyes, and the brain. And so regular carpeting is dangerous. But they do make a very, very, very cheap nylon carpet called
Hold on. Let's just talk about, we'll talk about the solutions later. Let's just talk about the dangers at the moment. I'd like to say that when I became very chemically sensitive, like Dahlia, we both have a similar story in that regard. The first thing I had to remove, I lived in a condo with my father, and the only room that I had any control over was my bedroom. And the first thing that I removed was the carpet, because it's all over the floor. It's giving off all these toxic fumes. And until you remove a carpet or handle it in some way, like Dahlia is going to tell us about, but when I was going through this, I didn't have Dahlia on the other end of the phone. So what I did was I ripped out my carpet. That was the number one thing in order to start removing toxic chemicals, because you could do all kinds of little things to remove toxic chemicals, but you've got this big source of toxic exposure in that wall-to-wall carpet. So I removed it, and I've done a lot of, and all I had underneath was a cement floor with paint speckles all over it. But it was worth it because I could actually breathe better. And I wasn't really having breathing problems, but I didn't understand. It was like I thought that I was doing okay, except for, you know, I had headaches and I was depressed and all these things. But once I started removing the toxic chemicals, the symptoms that I didn't even know I had started going away. And over the years, as I've done consulting for people, and they have me come to their home and say, well, I don't feel good. What do I need to do to take out of my home? I always tell them they have to do something about the carpet, either remove it or do one of the things to make it safer. And I have even gotten down on my hands and knees and ripped carpets out of the houses of my clients to help them do that. And I remember this one woman, we just ripped it all out, put it all out on the front porch, and went back in the house, and she said, oh my God, I feel completely different. So I just want you all to understand the importance of wall-to-wall carpet as a major source of toxic exposure.
Do you want
to add anything to that?
No, it's true, but let's say somebody just moved into a house for a year and they don't have permission to remove the carpet. If it's
okay.
A landlord, you can ask them to take it up and keep it for the next person, but they may not agree. So then we have a shampoo and a sealant and lockout to seal everything. Now, it's the company that makes it, is AFM, safecoat.com. They have dealers everywhere, even Canada and Hawaii. AFMSafeCoat.com. If you forget this, call me. I sell it too, but if you happen to have a local store right next to you, you'll save the shipping. So they have a carpet shampoo and something called Carpet Guard and Lockout that blocks the fumes. Now, if you have
We need to take our commercial break. But we'll talk more about this when we come back, because I've used that product too. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And we're here with Dahlia Robson from Nirvana Safe Haven today. We're talking about wall-to-wall carpets, what's toxic about them, what you can do if you've got one on the floor, and we'll also be talking about how to choose a safe carpet and other flooring. So, Dahlia, we were talking about using the AFM products, and I actually used many years ago. These products have been around for a long time. A lot of people have used them. I needed to rent an office. And the only one that I could find that I could afford and was nearby had a carpet. And I couldn't be in there because of the carpet. And so before we moved anything in, I shampooed the rug and I used the AFM carpet guard. And it made the difference between not being able to be in the room and being able to sit in that office all day long, every day and work. It really dramatically reduces the fumes, and
it does, and it's not toxic enough that
I was able to apply it myself.
Yes. Now, here's a few other ideas. Let's say you're only there for a short time and it's a big place and you can't afford it and it's a year old, you can get something like zeolite sand, put it over the carpet for 3 days and vacuum it. Now, this is only going to help about 15-20%. You want to do that 10 times? Some people do. The thought of hiring a machine and spraying something frightens them, so they do zeolite. If you're really in a bad situation, like a hotel room, you can use baking soda that lasts for about 3 days. You could cover the carpet up with baking soda and ask the hotel for some sheets to cover up the carpet. If you're going to stay a long time in the hotel, I have carbon fabric that works better. So you just cover everything up with carbon fabric. That's a temporary thing, you know, but while it's on the ground, it's absorbing the fumes. So you can't go shampoo and sealing a hotel room for 2 weeks. So you
can realize. But if you had, say, a rental apartment, like I stayed in a rental apartment for 3 months.
3 months is worth it, yes.
Yeah. But could you, if somebody didn't want to or couldn't afford or couldn't actually physically remove the carpet, could they just put down your carbon fabric on top of the carpet and walk on it?
They could. It's not very comfortable. You know, they can trip over it. And if they're there for 3 months, I'd say put, it depends how old the carpet is. If it's a year old, zeolite might be enough. If it's very new and they have no option, the carbon is a good idea. But then cover the carbon with some old sheets or something so you remember not to trip up on it.
Okay.
And that would be good. You can use the carbon for 50 other things afterwards. And
I'd like to clarify, before we go on, I'd just like to clarify that you've been talking about applying zeolite to the carpet. I want to make sure people who are not familiar with zeolite know that this is a natural mineral. And it comes in a powdered form that can be used to absorb odors. And
but it's used, the fluid that you sell is used to detox the body.
Right. And I want to make sure people understand
the
difference. So that they don't think we're talking about buying liquid zeolite to detox their carpet.
No way.
What you want is powdered zeolite that's used as an odor.
Or sand. There's even less dusty. Sand.
Yeah.
Like beach sand.
So you just put beach sand down, and that'll absorb it, too?
Not completely, but good enough to make it tolerable if you're in a hotel for a week or two.
Okay. These are all great suggestions. Go on.
And even baking soda will last for 3 days. You don't want to kick the baking soda up, so you'd put it down and put an old sheet if you're in a hotel and tell them that when you leave, they've got to clean a carpet. That's it.
Okay.
Now, you buy carpets, though, if you're going to buy a chemical-free carpet, get the doctor to put in your medical file that absolutely no chemicals, toxins, or allergens in your house. And if the doctor doesn't want to do it, you tell them that you don't want poisons in your house. Would you please put in my medical file that there should be absolutely no chemicals, toxins, allergens, in my home, in food, air, water, carpets, beds, clothing, and start deducting most of this as a health expense. And if anyone wants to know more details, they can call me. Because the pure wool carpet that we have, and also nature's carpet, there's earth weave, and there's nature's carpet from Canada, they are the only pure wool untreated carpets. Now, even Nature's has got a dark green version. That's the only one that's really pure. The others are kind of iffy, but they're better than the regular ones. And they cost double what a regular carpet costs. It's $5 a foot at least.
What about carpet pads?
Well, we have the pure wool carpet pad for both companies, Nature's Carpet and Earthweave. And it's still only $1 a foot, $9 a square yard. So let's say something cost you $7 a square foot and you deduct at least half of it as a health expense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't write pure wool carpet. You put non-toxic carpet because pure wool carpet in a store can be $75 or $85 a square foot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean a square yard. So you just say chemical-free, non-toxic carpet in your medical file. So if you're ever audited, all your doctors are saying that you must not have chemicals, allergens, toxins in your house, your air, your water, your food, your clothes, your beds. But start running up medical bills for the IRS. There's only one catch. You have to spend 7.5% of your income. So if you're in the 300,000 bracket, you're not going to reach 21,000 unless your whole house is chemical free, in which case this information is useful. You would deduct the difference between a plastic particle board house and a non-toxic house. So that would work for people who are in the really high bracket if they're rebuilding a new home or something.
But people in a low-income bracket, they don't have to come up with that much money to have 7%.
Well, no, if they're low-income, they're not paying tax anyway.
Yeah.
Or they're paying 10%. But it's still worthwhile because whatever you, if you're buying organic food, you've got $3,000 to deduct right there. So it's worth keeping your receipts, and it's worth getting every doctor you have to put it in your medical file. Because you never know when you have a flood and you have to replace pure wool, untreated, chemical-free, mold-free carpet.
That's true. Well, we have to take another break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking about carpet with Dahlia Rosen from Nirvana Safe Haven. And her website is at nontoxic.com. I'm Deborah Lindad, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and I'm here with Dahlia Rosen from Nirvana Safe Haven. We've been talking about wall-to-wall toxic carpets and what you can do about it. So where were we, Dahlia? We were talking about various things that you could do to improve the carpet.
To make it safe. We talked about the pure wool earth weave and nature's carpet.
Tell us more about those, the better carpets. What kind of things to look for? Like if somebody were shopping for a carpet, they don't want to go to their just regular carpet
store. They won't get it in a regular carpet store because if they have untreated, chemical-free, dye-free carpet, first of all, they have to explain why are they carrying all the other toxic stuff. So
yes.
If you find a place that is selling earth weave or nature's carpet, the dark green version, it will be pure wool, untreated and undyed if it is earth weave. Now, with nature's carpet, they might use a dye, but I'm not sure. I don't think they even use a dye. They just blend different kinds of wool. There's pure wool, and there's jute and cotton backing and natural rubber to hold it at the back. Very little of it. So
is there any odor to it?
If you put it under your nose, you might smell the rubber, but if it's on the ground, you're fine. But the people can get a sample and decide.
Okay.
If somebody is so severely reactive that they can't tolerate a wool pillow, they shouldn't buy carpet. They should have a hardwood floor and wait till they're healthier. Or a cork floor.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody's already not that vulnerable, but they still want to be careful and they really can't afford carpet, the cheapest carpet is untreated nylon olefin. You make sure that there's no Scotch Guard, no stain repellent, no fire repellent, no insect repellent. And if it's completely untreated, all they have to contend with is a slight rubber of the vinyl or the latex underneath. They can treat that with a product called Mystical before they lay it down, put it out of the sun, then put it down. That's very cheap. So if somebody needs to be somewhere for a year or two, they can use the AFM on it. They can just put it down with no padding and just use the AFM product on it. And that's pretty safe as well.
Where would somebody find an untreated nylon carpet?
They have to look. I don't know. I mean, I read about it, and I got some. I had my neighbor downstairs could hear me walking because I have a cork floor. So In respect to her, I got some Oliphant, you know, those things you walk on, paths, two and a half feet wide, you know.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Strips you use in a hall. I got some of those, and it was horrendous smell, so I used the Mystical, which is a good product on my website. We can talk about that one day. I used Mystical on the back, put them out in the sun, then rolled the carpet up in zeolite in a plastic bag, and after a few days, it's fine. But if you're severely, it would not have worked 20 years ago, but it's okay now. So that's what I say, if somebody's just wanting to be careful, but can't afford, they should look for something like that. All of it.
There really
have to
are.
Go on Google. I beg your pardon?
There really are different degrees of what's appropriate for people at different levels of health. And I know that we hear a lot about people who are very chemically sensitive, and they have their own needs, like as you just said, that they might be too sensitive to be able to tolerate a carpet, whereas someone who's healthier might want to have a carpet like the Earthweave because it's not toxic.
And they don't want to get sick.
And they don't want to get sick. That's exactly right. That I want people to know that they don't have to be sick in order to do these things.
That's true. I keep on forgetting that there are normal people who just don't want to be sick.
And it's, I think the best health insurance and it is prevention. And people, the health costs are skyrocketing. And we might as well just not get sick from toxic chemical exposure in the first place. So for somebody who doesn't want to get sick, something like the Earthweave carpet or the nylon carpet would be fine if you want carpet. But for somebody who's very, very sensitive, then you would need to perhaps not have carpet altogether. I don't have carpet myself, and I haven't for 30 years. Some people may have heard me tell this story before. When I moved into my house in California when I was living out in the woods, there was some old avocado green shag carpet on the floor, and the house had passed the pest inspection. Like you said, there was no problems with carpenter ants or termites or anything. And I took out that carpet to lay a hardwood floor. There was live carpenter ants living under my carpet that the pest inspectors didn't find. And so in addition to the toxic chemicals, I just think that carpets have issues about dust and mold and insects and all kinds of things like that. So my very best recommendation is to have no carpet at all. But I really appreciate your selling the purest carpet that you can find and all of these fixes for carpets, because there are people who do want to have carpet. I especially get women calling me saying, my husband won't let me take up the carpet. So,
Deborah, can I say something?
Sure.
The wool carpet doesn't have dust mites, doesn't have mold, doesn't have odors, and lasts for 50 years.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, and it also absorbs odors, and it breathes. But I don't still recommend carpet. If you can live with hardwood floors or cork, you're better off because you don't have to vacuum. But
yeah,
the wool carpet doesn't have mold, doesn't have dust mites, doesn't have chemicals. In fact, it absorbs chemicals. And it will last more than 50 years. The only thing is, if you've spilt food and you go away for 6 weeks holiday, you'll have moths. Unless you leave the fan on, keep the carpet clean, and leave a light on, which you should do when you leave your house anyway.
Yeah.
So that's the story about wool carpets. I just had to put that down.
I'm glad that you did, because they actually are really beautiful. And there are areas of the country where people want to have wool carpets for warmth. So I'm very happy to hear that that's an option. Here in Florida, where I live, people actually lay ceramic tile through the whole entire house just to keep cool. So yes. Carpet's not high on my list, but I know people do call me and they say, is there a carpet that I can actually use? So I'm very happy to hear your experience with this.
Can I share with people that I'm available till about 2 p.m. Pacific time if they ever want to ask me anything?
You certainly can. And is there anything else that you'd like to say? We have about 2-3 minutes left.
Well, I'm at 1-800-968-9355. I'm always here till about 2 p.m. Pacific time, and I'm often here after 8. And between 2 and 8, I'm in and out and in and out, so I don't like to promise to be here. But, no, it's just I do come in to get my emails and pick up messages, but I don't want to be, you know, I just want to make it clear that I'm here from 9 to 2 Pacific time, and maybe from 8 to 10 Pacific time if people want to chat about anything at all. They're welcome, they're not obligated, and I'll be grateful to share.
Thank you so much, and again, I appreciate all these decades of work that you've put in, and I'm happy that you were here today so that you could share your knowledge with others.
Can I tell you that your book saved my life when I first got sick?
Oh, please tell us about that.
I don't remember the name of it, but it was the first thing I bought.
Non-toxic and natural?
Something like that. The first book, I've already given it to hundreds of other people, sent them to get it. But I went to, according to every letter of the book, it was my Bible, and that helped me start getting better.
That is
so you were 10 years. You were 10 years ahead of me. So.
Well, I think that we're still, both of us, ahead of the general population. But I think that they're catching up because we hear more and more about toxic chemicals in the news now than we ever heard before. And I think that people are starting to become aware that there's a problem, but they're not so aware that there's a solution. And
yes.
So that's why it's important for us to be speaking about that so that people know that nobody has to be sick from toxic chemical exposure. In fact, that was something that I recognized after I went through struggling to get well, as I know that you did. And once I started getting well, I realized, wait a minute, if I just had not been exposed to these toxic chemicals in the first place, I wouldn't have gotten sick. And I didn't want anyone else to have to go through that because it's so preventable. It's just,
yeah.
We don't have to do it.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you. And I'm sure we'll talk soon. Dahlia's website again is nontoxic.com. And my website is toxicfreetalkradio.com. And from that page, there's a menu across the top, and you can get to other parts of my website where you can find non-toxic products and all kinds of things. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd.
Randy.